Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the Psalms today, so if you go to the middle of the Bible, pretty much, find the Psalms and find Psalm 108. I will read Psalms 108, 109, and 110, possibly taking some devotional pauses, thinking of some application at the end, and then closing in prayer, and I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Psalms. The way that the psalmists are just able to share their emotion in this way, and that you accept it, and they are able to consider their thoughts about you in relationship with you, and help us to do the same right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 108, a song, a psalm of David. My heart, O God, is steadfast. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from his sanctuary. In triumph, I will parcel out Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is my helmet, Judah is my scepter, Moab is my washbasin, on Edom I toss my sandal, over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, God, you who have rejected us and no longer go out with our armies? Give us aid against the enemy, for human help is worthless. With God we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies. That's the end of Psalm 108, a psalm of praise for sure. But within that praise, he's asking for deliverance. He's asking for deliverance for himself, for his army, for the nation of Israel. He looks at it from God's perspective of his people, his land, and also who the enemy is. And he's at a time where he's waiting for God to answer and wondering when he will answer, and asking for aid, and asking for victory. Psalm 109, for the director of music of David, a psalm. My God, whom I praise, do not remain silent, for people who are wicked and deceitful have opened their mouths against me. They have spoken against me with lying tongues, with words of hatred they surround me. They attack me without cause. In return for my friendship, they accuse me, but I am a man of prayer. They repay me evil for good and hatred for my friendship. Appoint someone evil to oppose my enemy. Let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is tried, let him be found guilty, and may his prayers condemn him. May his days be few. May another take his place of leadership. May his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. May his children be wandering beggars. May they be driven from their ruined homes. May a creditor seize all he has. May strangers plunder the fruits of his labor. May no one extend kindness to him or take pity on his fatherless children. May his descendants be cut off, their names blotted out from the next generation. May the iniquity of his fathers be remembered before the Lord. May the sin of his mother never be blotted out. May their sins always remain before the Lord, that he may blot out their name from the earth. For he never thought of doing a kindness, but hounded to death the poor and the needy and the brokenhearted. He loved to pronounce a curse. May it come back on him. He found no pleasure in blessing. May it be far from him. He wore cursing as his garment. It entered into his body like water, into his bones like oil. May it be like a cloak wrapped about him, like a belt tied forever around him. May this be the Lord's payment to my accusers, to those who speak evil of me. But you, sovereign Lord, help me for your name's sake. Out of the goodness of your love, deliver me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I fade away like an evening shadow. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees give way from fasting. My body is thin and gaunt. I am an object of scorn to my accusers. When they see me, they shake their heads. Help me, Lord. Lord my God. Save me according to your unfailing love. Let them know that it is your hand that you, Lord, have done it. While they curse, may you bless. May those who attack me be put to shame, but may your servant rejoice. May my accusers be clothed with disgrace, and wrapped in shame as in a cloak. With my mouth I will greatly extol the Lord. In the great throng of worshipers I will praise him, for he stands at the right hand of the needy to save their lives from those who would condemn them. That's the end of Psalm 109. So I don't know if this is officially in this section of Psalms, but there are Psalms that are sometimes called imprecatory Psalms. They're prayers that basically ask God to destroy his enemies. And here he's talking about his enemy, and he describes him in these ways and asks for God to basically wipe them out and give them all kinds of pain and consequences. But he's asking the sovereign God to save him, to deliver him, to help him in his time of need. Psalm 110 of David, a psalm. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion, saying, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your troops will be willing on your day of battle. Arrayed in holy splendor, your young men will come to you like dew from the morning's womb. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings on the day of his wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead and crushing the rulers of the whole earth. He will drink from a brook along the way, and so he will lift his head high. That's the end of Psalm 110. Here, this is a psalm sometimes seen as a psalm that is prophetic in its nature as well, looking ahead to Christ, because there are certainly some similarities here, some things about this psalm that are then mentioned later about Christ in the New Testament, including the idea of God putting him in rule, God making his enemies his footstool, the idea that he will be a priest after the order of Melchizedek, and the victories that he will have. So what is it from Psalm 108 through Psalm 110 that catches your attention, that sticks out to you? What comes across to you as a way that you can apply something from these psalms? Well, as I look down through here, I'm just taken by the praise that is given to God, especially in Psalm 108. I will praise you, Lord. This is verse 3. Among the nations, I will sing of you among the peoples, for great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. That idea of praising God continually and letting everybody know about that praise because of who God is. His love is greater than anything. His faithfulness outlasts all. So today I praise God for his character, for his love, and for his faithfulness. Not only just to all, to his people, but to me personally. And that's what I'm going to apply today, to praise God for those qualities and characteristics. What about you? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for these psalms. And Father, I in particular think of these words of praise that I want to give to you. That I will praise you, Lord. For you, your love is higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Has no limits. Father, thank you for your love for me. Thank you for your faithfulness to me. Thank you that I can count on those qualities no matter what, even when everyone else around me, including myself, fail in these things from time to time. So, Father, today I want to live in praising you for who you are, for your love and faithfulness. And I thank you that I can always count on that. In Jesus' name. Amen.